Without further ado, I'm going to give you I Know Who Holds Tomorrow, Ayanna Gabriel's rendition. I don't worry about tomorrow. Just live from day to day. I don't borrow from his sunshine, for his skies may turn to gray. Many things about tomorrow. I just don't seem to understand, but
Welcome back to the hottest radio station on the planet. It's the Nikki Rich Show. You are just listening to Hezekiah Walker. Praise is what I do, and this praise is what we do here tonight on Motivated Mondays. Yes, we are excited tonight. We got a special treat for you. We were just talking with Miss Yolanda McTeer, Empowering for All. As well as tonight, we got a special treat, special guest. We have Miss S. Renee in the house, and we're going to get right to it, guys. So to the listeners out there, if it's your first time listening in, you can call in at 323-580-5749 and press that 1. And I'm excited to welcome to the Nikki Rich Show, Miss Renee. Welcome. How are you doing?
Hi, I'm excellent. How are you?
Good, good. We're so glad to have you. We know that you have really been busy. I tell you, you've been helping others on personal development as well as image consultant, and you are an author, and I see you are wearing so many hats. How are you balancing all of this?
Wow. I think that they all work synergistically, you know, because my books reflect my message in terms of the image and the branding piece. How you show up is basically mm-hmm. how people kind of assess you and where you are. And then looking within and really assessing what God has given you and really using those talents to serve the planet. So it
kind of
all goes together.
Most definitely. And you have worked with major, major celebrities out there. I know that OK Magazine called on you to assess the impact on Katie's self-esteem. And that is, you know, that was truly amazing, as well as working with celebrity Rachel Ray. And, I mean, just with those names and just having people, brands, I would say, contact you, how does that to have these networks and people contact you to just work on their self-esteem, image, and also just development alone?
I think, Nikki, at the end of the day, it doesn't matter who calls on me, whether it's, you know, the young girl next door, or whether it's mm-hmm. a celebrity. I mean, I put the same amount of energy and respect and value and appreciation with the person because, you know, whether it's OK Magazine or, you know, because they're well-known and popular, yeah, it adds to the credential, but it doesn't really add any more value to the person that you're working with because at the end of the day, I'm working with a soul that's been sent to the planet to do work. And my job is to really help that soul to identify what's going on inside of them and what God has placed within them, the gifts, the talents, the ability, and to help them to shape a message that will connect them with an audience, mm-hmm. and to assess their value so that they will be compensated well for what God has given them to do. So for me, really, at the end of the day, I think it's really about respecting people for who they are and where they are and valuing them. So, you know, I think that celebrities add to credentials because it impresses people. But I've been there. Mm-hmm. I've worked with Iman when I was in my 20s. So it's not as much the people and their status that I'm impressed with as much as just being able to do the work. And I'm blessed and humbled to be able to do the work no matter who I'm working with.
That is amazing. And you're always there to help, because I know a lot of people reach out to you for your expertise and also just reaching out because they know that you are not only helping others brand, but you're also there to help them personally. And I love that you have written, speaking of branding, you have written The Bridge to Your Brand, Likeability, Marketability, and Credibility. I love that because you are the bridge between everybody, I would say, you know. And I love that, as well as There's More Inside. Now, how did you even get started to writing?
Wow. For the second book, it was really, the book really starts out with a story where my seven-year-old, a child that I mentor, I went to pick him up, and he gets in the car, and he says to me, you know, my mother doesn't believe me. And I thought to myself, okay, you know, really what's going on with him and what's going on in the household? So I said, well, what do you mean she doesn't believe me? Every time I tell her something, she doesn't believe me. And so I said, oh, and he says, nobody believes me except you. And I said, well, I don't know if that's true, but I kind of chronicled it because I didn't want to tell him no, what he was saying wasn't true, because in his mind, like everybody on the call, when you believe something's true, it's true for you. So I didn't want to discredit what he was saying, but I kind of filed it in the back of my mind and thought about, you know, how I'm going to respond to him. So later in the day, we went to McDonald's and he had eaten, and then he looked up at a poster after he had eaten and he said, I want that. And it was a 10-piece chicken McNugget for $1.99. And so I said, you want that? And he goes, yeah. And so I said, okay. And I said, what else do you want? He says, I want some fries. No, he said, I think it was all that. It was $1.99. I said, okay. So I give him $2, and I send him to the counter, and I tell him how to order. So I'm sitting at the table, and I hear the woman tell it's like almost $3 and some cents. So I'm like, I walk up to the counter and I look at her and I said, well, what did he order? And she said he ordered 10-piece chicken McNuggets, small fries, and a smoothie. I was like, well, no, that's not what he agreed to. So to make a long story short, when he gets back to the table, I explained to him that that was a branding issue because his credibility, the reason why his mother doesn't believe him is because when he says he's going to do one thing, he does another. And a lot of people don't think about their lives like that seven-year-old. But oftentimes we say we can do something or we say we're going to do something. When we don't show up as the person expects, you lose credibility and you damage your brand. And so that story was like the start of it. In 6 months, I had the book written and published, and it was out. And so I think that it becomes easy. Branding is very, very simple, Nikki. It's really about having a mission, knowing what you've been sent to the planet to do, having a message, knowing who your audience is and what they respond to, and understanding your value. And in that process, you become likable, you have a marketable message, and you're credible. And if you don't have those three working synergistically, likability, markability, credibility, if you can't mm-hmm. have credibility without being likable. You can't have a marketable message and not be likable or credible. They all go synergistically. And so a lot of people actually damage their brand by those three not working synergistically. And that, so it was an easy, I thought it was almost easier to write than my first book because branding is real simple. It has those three components, and when they don't work together, you actually damage your brand. So.
And you also, I see that you also offer different workshops that people can learn. And also learn about how to brand as well. You have. So, I mean, that's pretty amazing to me. You're helping others to build their brand with your product, and I think that's awesome.
Well, thank you. And I was going to say that I'm actually doing my first public webinar. I mean, I've done webinars for companies like Sigma, who has 30,000 employees, but to take that message to the public at no charge to them, just to get people to begin to think about how they show up in the world, and how they show up really determines their credibility, and how they show up really determines how people respond to them. You know, oftentimes people are on their jobs and they're wondering how come they didn't get the promotion, and sometimes they think it's a black or white issue. It has nothing to do sometimes with being black or white or Asian or Chinese or whatever it is that you claim it, or being a woman or being gay or whatever. Sometimes you just don't show up in a way that makes people want to engage you, and people don't mm-hmm. want to hear that, but sometimes I'm the one who has to tell them, you're just not engaging. You're just not engaging, and you just really don't look like somebody I would want to pay, you know, $60,000, $70,000, $80,000 to. I just wouldn't. You don't speak well, don't present well. I don't, you know, the way you're dressed doesn't really speak to me being your market. You don't look like my customer or the customer I'm trying to attract. So why would I promote you and give you more access and credibility among my employees when you can't even show up where you are? And as tough as that message is and as hard as it is to communicate with people, the results are phenomenal because I take people from where they are to become vice presidents of companies. I've worked with major corporations, but I've also worked with CEOs from those corporations. I've worked with, you know, people who are trying to go from a director's level to a vice president's level, but I've also worked with people who are entry level who wants to get to a director's level. So it doesn't matter where you are. It's really about you owning your own power, identifying your skills, defining your message, assessing your value, and showing up as you say you are, because there's something called brand promise. You know, what is your promise mm-hmm. to your customer? What is your promise to your audience? What do you tell them that they'll get by interacting with you? And if they don't get it, then at the end of the day, why should I buy from you? Why should I pay you? And we don't think in terms of our employer being our audience. But if you want a promotion,
all right, you're rocking with the hottest radio station on the planet. It's the Nikki Rich Show. That's Mary. Mary, go get your blessing. Yes, and I'm sorry about earlier. We had a few technical difficulties. We're going to reschedule with Miss S. Renee. We got a chance to talk with her a little earlier, but due to technical difficulties, we're going to be rescheduling that exclusive interview. We're going to get to some more great gospel music. We got gospel Joyce Myers. I love Joyce Myers. I love this. The blood will never lose its power.
Make some Holy Ghost crazy noise right now. Let me hear it.
Oh, Right now, I just want everybody, just close your eyes and think about how good the Lord's been to you in your life. Even when the enemy comes against you, you just got to get caught up in his presence. So with no further ado, just close your eyes. Here we go.
Without further ado, I'm going to give you I Know Who Holds Tomorrow, Ayanna Gabriel's rendition.
I don't worry about tomorrow. I just live from day to day. I don't borrow from his sunshine, for his skies may turn to gray. Many things about tomorrow. I just don't seem to understand, but I know who holds tomorrow, and I know, yes, I know, yes, I know who holds my
my
Mondays, where we sit down and we get motivated by bringing inspirational guests on, just like Miss S. Renee. For the callers that just tuning in, we had Miss S. Renee. She is an image consultant, an author, and she works with many in brand development. And you might know her from OK Magazine calling her to assess Miss Katie's self-esteem, as well as celebrity Rachel Ray signed an endorsement deal with Dunkin' Donuts, and Marketing Daily sought Renee's expertise in personal brand and development. And not only that, she also has worked with syndicated columnist Mildred Culp as well. He called her to get that expertise on Brandon as well. But we've really had a great night. To all the listeners out there, the Nikki Rich Show, we air 7:30 to 9:30 p.m. Eastern each and every night. Tomorrow we will be talking with Alyssa Jacobson on Rise of Fellowship, the movie. And we're excited about that. And we want everybody to tune in at 8 p.m. You can listen to the exclusive interview, but we'll start airing from 7:30 to 9:30 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. Also, if you want to be a part of the show, you can email us. And you can email us at NikkiRichShow@gmail.com. You can also log on to TheNikkiRichShow.com. You can go to TheLifeOfNikkiRich.wordpress.com, MissNikkiRichShow.tumblr.com, and you can follow us on all our social networking sites, which is Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, LinkedIn. And you can go to @MissNikkiRich. But to all the listeners out there, we just thank you so much for all your grace, all your support. And I'm telling you, here at the Nikki Rich Show, we put God first in everything we do. Tonight has just been so wonderful just to have so much supporters, so many people calling in and showing love. And we just thank you for all your support. We also have the chat room open. We always have our chat room open, where you can go to blogtalkradio.com/TheNikkiRichShow. We're going to wind things down here tonight. I'm truly grateful to have all you guys that's tuned in right now. Once again, to be a part of the Nikki Rich Show, email us NikkiRich79@gmail.com. For those who don't know, we originally began April 4th, 2011. We currently have over 500,000 listeners. Yay! And we are working overtime right now to get that million by the end of the year. That's our goal that we're working on here at the Nikki Rich Show. We just recently interviewed so many in New York. We interviewed Barbara Walters, Freddie Jackson, Candy Burris, Grammy Award-winning Candy Burris of VH1's, you know, Housewives of Atlanta. Also, Miss Candy Spelling as well. Got a chance to talk with not only that, it was so many. Miss Tony Pinkins, actor Dulé Hill, and this all was taking place at the After Midnight Broadway play opening night. So we hit the red carpet that night. It was truly amazing. And we're just working. We're working. And we're currently right now broadcasting out of New Jersey. We're getting ready to head to New York this week. We'll be live at Trump Towers this Friday. So y'all going to stay tuned, keep it locked. The Nikki Rich Show will be live Trump Towers this Friday. We're going to wind things down. We want you to check us out each and every day, 7 days a week, 24/7. Everybody say, how can I listen to you? You can listen to us everywhere. We're on TuneIn Radio. We're on College Underground Radio. We're also on iTunes Podcast. If you never heard the show before, you can go download the iTunes Podcast, and you can log on to thenickyrichshow.com, the official website for The Nikki Rich Show, and go to our live radio feed, and you can listen there. We are a positive network, a positive radio show, and we bring our guests on. The purpose of the show is to share projects, to share their vision. And our show is about interviewing. Everybody say, do you have topics? We do have topics, but the main purpose of our show is to interview each and every guest about what they have going on, their vision, their project. So that is the purpose of the Nikki Rich Show. We want to share with you others' projects, and we also want to give you the tools you need to be successful with yours as well. And we wind it down tonight. We're winding it down tonight here on the Nikki Rich Show. And as we wind down, I always have a saying that I always say and leave everybody with. We always end by saying, we wish you all the best, much love and success. And tonight we end by saying God bless. God bless you all. Have a great night.